This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Congressional Republicans are considering cuts to federal food aid. That has Colorado anti-hunger advocates worried. Carmen Maradian with Hunger Free Colorado says the average daily benefit of $6 doesn't buy much already.
Pre-prepared macaroni and cheese, a can of beans, and two pieces of fruit.
Republicans in Colorado's congressional delegation say it's time to look for efficiencies in the program. Representative Lauren Boebert wants to expand work requirements to receive benefits. Colorado Treasurer Dave Young warned that Republicans' plan to cut spending could hurt other essential services. Young says efforts to move the costs of Medicaid or food aid to states could hurt Colorado, which is restricted by balanced budget requirements as well as Tabor.
We don't have the capacity. We don't have the rainy day funds that would allow us to backfill these losses.
The Congressional Budget Office found changes to Medicaid would cause about 9 million people to lose their health insurance. Governor Polis signed the Colorado Voting Rights Act Monday. The measure is part of a nationwide campaign to enshrine voting rights in state laws. It creates some new protections, like banning discrimination based on sexual orientation and ensuring access in jails. It was opposed by local governments who worry it could open them to lawsuits over things like holding their elections in May or having at-large offices. Many parents have trouble finding mental health care for their adult children. A new documentary looks into that. It's called The Invisible Patient. Linda Stout from Grand Junction is the filmmaker. She says the care offered in Eagle County could become a model for other places.
They are looking at the whole person. They are looking at what's called wraparound care, where the person gets care at their clinic, whether they have pneumonia or mental illness. And wraparound care provides the whole person, whatever illness, with whatever they need to lead a full life.
The Invisible Patient premieres Thursday at Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.